Hello?
Hi, is that Diane?
Yes, speaking. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INS Law about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no problem. So before we begin, I just need to take some details for data protection, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So would I be able to get your full name, please?
It's Miss Diane Clements.
Perfect. And have you been known by any other name? So before,
no.
Okay, or during, no?
No.
And your date of birth?
It's 28/11/71.
And your current address?
It is, give me a minute. Just going to put the glasses on this, see what I'm doing. It's 4 Mountview Terrace, Banbridge, BT324JA. It's Northern Ireland.
Okay. So just to let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
No problem.
Yeah. So in regards to contacting you, so it's usually via phone call, email and text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And the email we have on file for you is dianeclements102@gmail.com. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect. So I appreciate discussing the experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call. And if you need a break or further explanation or support, just let me know, okay?
No problem.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
What does that mean?
So if you struggle with anything over the phone or if you needed breaks or anything like that?
No, I'm fine.
No, okay, yeah. No problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll discuss the funding and fees and then gather some information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that okay?
No problem.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse UK in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It's important that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So under that government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS Law doesn't operate under the scheme, so we don't claim government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So at this stage, would I be able to confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for your relation
at all?
No problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. She'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So it's important as well I make clear, so we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis. I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So can I just double check that you've understood everything so far? Do you have any questions for me at all?
No problem. Not at the moment anyway.
Yeah. So if instructed, so what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme. And then what we do on the call today then is we submit the initial application. So we gather some information, take some short statements about your time in care, and then send it off to redress. And then once they come back to us then, we gather and review all the evidence for you and then prepare and submit the final application. So we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme. And then we can advise you then on any offer made and assess any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well. So I'm happy with the outcome or anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. So it's important. So if you accept an award, it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So with us also, if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose as well, we can also begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no problem. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we require a proof of identity for verification purposes to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So would you be able to provide photographic ID?
Not at the moment, no. I've not got any photo ID at the moment.
So in regards to that, so if you don't have any photographic ID, we can accept three letters instead, so proof of address. So as long as it has your full name, current address, and then it's been sent within the past 3 months.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, so we can do three of those instead.
Yeah.
So I'll send over an email as well, just in relation to what we can accept, so you can take a look at that. And then you can send them to us then via WhatsApp or reply to the email, whatever's easiest for you.
Right, that's fine. I'll do that.
I'll send that over now, just so I know I've sent it then. So regarding the application, so just a few questions, and then we'll move on to the case settings. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so have you received any relevant payments at all? So any criminal injuries compensation, any court-ordered damages, settlements or advance payment schemes or anything like that?
No, I haven't. No.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No? No problem. Okay. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
Well, I've got IBS, if that's any place.
So regarding, so if it's a terminal illness, sometimes redress, we can then fast track the application, that's all.
All right. No, I've not been terminal, no.
No problem. And also with your application, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, then we'd be in contact with them instead. You can do this at a later date or you can add one today. Is that something you'd like to do?
I'll do it on a later date.
Yeah, that's absolutely no problem. So couple questions now, so one more about your GP surgery. So would you be able to let me know the name of the GP practice you're currently registered with?
Just give them a minute. From them. The GP, it's One Old Hospital Road, Banbridge, BT323GN.
Is it Branbridge Medical Group Surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were placed in, that you were in prior to being in care? So the last address you would have been at before care, or the area, or as much of it as you can remember?
Well, when I was in care, the address.
Before care.
Well, I was in Clovenstone Drive, 35/5 Clovenstone Drive.
Clovenstone Drive. So is that where you were with parents before care, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And what area is that?
That's Edinburgh. Western Hills, Edinburgh. I can't remember the postcode.
Oh, that's okay, don't worry. What number was it again?
35/5.
Is it Clovenstone or?
Clovenstone, yeah.
Perfect. And would I be able to take the name of your mother and father, if known?
Well, my mum's not longer with us anymore, but and I don't know my dad, so I'll give you my mum.
Yeah.
It's okay. Caroline McNulty.
Caroline, yeah?
Caroline, yeah.
Yeah, is that one name or two?
One name. It's just one name, yeah.
And would you be able to spell the surname for me, if that's okay?
It's M-V-C-N-U-L-T-Y.
There we go. So just double check now, I've got everything needed on file. Okay. So the next part now is just to go through your care settings. So would you be able to let me know the names of the settings you were in or the area with approximate time frames, if you can recall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So begin with the first one. So where was it or what was it called and how old were you roughly?
I was in Calder Grove.
Calder Grove.
Yeah, I don't know the address or anything.
That's okay. It's about a children's home.
Well, yeah, it was a children's home, yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember how old you were when you were first placed there?
I was 13. Yeah, about 13 I was.
Yes, about 84, yeah?
Yeah, that's about that, yeah.
Yeah. And do you recall how long you were there for at all? No worries, if
not. It was just temporary, it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
Because then I went to another place as well after that.
Yeah, and where were you placed after that one then?
Howden Hall Assessment Centre. I can't remember the address either.
That's okay.
Just
I can barely remember my own address, let alone things that happened that long ago. So was that shortly after that one? So same year, would you say?
Yeah.
And do you recall how long you were in here for?
For a few months anyway. Roughly about a few months anyway. I can't remember. It's been that long ago.
And are there any others, or is it those two?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. There was another one called Parkview School. I know the address from that one.
Parkview, yeah.
It was 309 Blackness Road. It's amazing how I know that address.
I know.
But, yeah.
Some things just stick, don't they?
Yeah. And I went in there it was 3 days before my 15th birthday, so 1985. I remember that.
Is that 1986 or 85? Brain freeze now.
Sorry. It was 85, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
85 to 1990. I knew that.
So it's for 5 years, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you're ready to go ahead now, so the next part is just to take some statements regarding your time in these settings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so beginning with Calder Grove, so why were you first placed here?
Because I used to run away from home.
Yeah, so was it your mum gave you up or were you taken away from her care? Or was it for your safety?
It was everything, yeah. It wasn't just my mum, it was the other person too.
Yeah. Was it a partner?
Yeah, my mum's partner, yeah.
I'm assuming he wasn't a nice person.
No, he wasn't, no.
So, in regards to your time here, so you said it was just a temporary placement.
Yes. Yeah.
So did you experience any forms of abuse while you were in this home?
There was bullies and everything, eh? And just trying to think, it was that long ago.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was in Calder Grove. It's that, no.
Okay. So then you were in Howden Hall Centre.
Yeah, assessment centre.
Yeah. So was that because they found a space for you there, or was it,
Yeah.
yeah?
Yeah, as I say, it was all a temporary thing at Calder Grove. And then they found my place up at Howden Hall. It was all in Edinburgh, the two
Yeah.
places.
And how was your time there?
There was a few things happening there. Just trying to remember
Yeah.
most things there. Some things are just cut out there, and
Yeah.
I just tend to forget things there. And
It's easier to do that sometimes, isn't it?
yeah.
Yeah.
As I say, I used to run away from there too,
Yeah.
and
In regards to this, so these statements that they're just like the initial statements, they get your like application into redress and accepted, and then further down the line then we'll be in touch to book in a witness statement with yourself. So
yeah.
it'll be similar to this, just with more direct questions, a bit more detail and things like that. So we just need some form of statement just to kind of show the overall picture of what happened or any specific instance you can recall, as much or as little as you want, and then further down the line then that's when you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you say you used to run away a lot here. So were you was there forms of punishment for doing this?
There was, I got locked in a room most of the time and got my food sent to my room and stuff like that. And
Was there any forms of physical or was it mental or anything like that?
it was just mental, but well, mental, yeah.
And how would you say that you felt whilst you were there?
I wasn't very good in that place, eh?
Yeah. You just kind of felt lonely and things like
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
And then following then from that one then, you were then in the Parkview School.
Yeah.
And so you were there for 5 years.
Yeah, I used to run away from there all the time. Like when I went home, like it wasn't from the school, it was when I got home, then I ran away, you know, when I got home at the weekends and stuff.
Yeah. You're allowed to visit home.
Yes.
So, in regards to your time there, so is there any instance that you can recall, any forms of anything that you experienced, anything physical, mental, just your general care?
It's just, as I say, bullying again, and staff were okay, but sometimes they were really harsh to us. We'd never done anything good, then we got punished for it. We got black marks, that's what it was called, you know. Not
Yeah.
black marks on us, it was just that's what the
Yeah.
punishment. If we'd done anything wrong, it was a black mark. That was a
Yeah.
punishment. And then we got, if we didn't do anything right, we got locked in it was called the playroom. We used to go and we used to stay there on a mattress and everything, yeah. But just a small cover sort of thing.
So you used just a mattress?
Yeah.
And how long would you be in this? Was it the playroom?
Just for like the whole day, and then the next again day, we used to get out.
So were you allowed, did they give you food and things like that
Yeah.
with you in there? Yeah.
Yeah, when we were in the room, yeah.
So was there any forms of physical at all, with any kind of punishment or any restraint, like just grabbing anything or
Yeah, there was.
shouting? Yeah.
There was. There was a lot of shouting and grabbing and everything.
And how did you feel while you were there?
At the start, it was horrible, but as the years went past, it got better. Then sometimes it got worse, and
Would you say it got better because you were getting used to it, or because they would stop being as?
I was just getting used to it. I mean, yeah.
So, regarding these statements now, so I've just written up some short statements regarding your time in each of these settings. Is there
Yeah.
anything that you'd like to add to any of them at all?
And I ran away for 5 weeks when I was 13 year old as well.
Yeah.
That was nothing to do with the care home, mate. It was to do with my mum's partner there.
So with regarding social services, so this can also be, you can also put in like a statement against them. So if they knew what was going on at home and they left you there, or if
Well,
you
nobody knew.
tried
Nobody.
to.
I never told anybody.
Yeah. So where were you for 5 weeks?
Just in Edinburgh. I mean, I was just sitting outside the police station. The police kept on walking past me. I thought they would have came and got me, but they never. I was just staying at people's houses and that, for 5 weeks, and then I got caught. Yes.
Yeah.
And somebody's house.
And you take them back.
Yeah, I got taken back, and that's when I got taken to call. That was when I started going to the home and that, going to Caldergrove, then Bowdenhall, and then Parkview.
Yeah. So in regards to your mum's partner, so was he abusive towards you?
Yeah,
Yeah.
sexual as
Yeah.
well. He's no longer here anymore, eh, so.
Yeah. When you say then you got caught in someone's house whilst you ran away, who
Yes.
was it that found you?
The police.
Just adding that. put in now. Okay, so the next part now to do so is the type of application that I can pursue for you. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount reward regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and everything you've shared with myself today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything. So we'll provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story, okay?
That's no problem.
Yeah. So the next step now is for me to send over the contracts to you. So if you're happy to proceed with us, so you're under no pressure or obligation, but if you'd like, so I can stay on the phone and assist if you have any questions regarding them at all, or you can look in your own time. It's completely your choice.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I'll just send those over now. So they'll come through via email and text message.
Mm-hmm.
So once you see it, it'll say, tap the link below to sign these documents and just see if those have come through. Yeah.
Just give me a minute.
So on the bottom then, so the contracts will include, there'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. So the first two is all the information that I've shared with yourself today, and then the letter of authority then gives us the permission to act on your behalf, gathering records. And then there'll be a part one and part two then, which will be all of the information that you've shared with me,
yeah.
With then the statements at the bottom then. And then there's a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says like a number with fields required, and I think, and then if you click on that, then it will take you to all the pages that need a signature. So it'll be like a tap to sign box that you just like squiggle your signature in.
Obviously, no, I need to put them on. That's okay. Just give me a minute.
That's okay, no problem.
I had to put my signature on, my Wi-Fi on.
Okay, no worries.
Right, so what do I do?
So if you click on that yellow box, and then it will take you into the page, and then, so it says fields required, and then it should then come up with a page that has a box that says tap to sign.
Yes, so do I tap that?
Yeah, and then you squiggle then a signature in it, and then click apply.
I need to do it again, sorry.
That's okay, no worries.
No much space in that. I'll clear it.
I've got a long surname as well, and my signature is my surname, so you can imagine it's always a mess.
Yeah. Right, just give me a minute. I'll try and do a wee bit smaller than... Not doing it. Can I type? No, I can't type it. I have to
There should be an option actually for you to be able to type
it.
Yeah, so then you can type it instead.
Upload, so can I type it?
Yeah, of course you can.
Let's see.
And then I think there should be four of them. So if you click on the yellow box again, then it'll take you to the next one.
Give me a wee minute. I'm not very fast.
That's okay. It's a bit faffy anyway.
I'll apply to that one first, though.
Yeah.
Right. I'll apply to that one, and then there's another one. And then just do the same again, yeah?
Yeah, so with the yellow box, then it'll take you to the next one.
I'll just type that again.
Yeah.
Come on, let's not do that. Oh, New Windows, you tell me what. I'm not very good at this.
That's okay. There's no rush, don't worry.
And then apply again.
Yeah.
And then and that's up, done.
Yeah, and then if you scroll then all the way to the bottom, it should then come up. There'll be like a little tiny tick box. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I confirm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, if you tick that then, and then the bluey purple box then that says submit then should become like a darker colour.
Yeah. So yeah. I just press that as well.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it.
And then it'll come up down with all like loads of words like verification and all that kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go. Just double check and see if they've pulled through. Yeah, perfect. They're all in. So what I'll do, I'll just quickly review all of them, make sure the signature's on them all okay. And
yeah.
Then with the letters then, so it'll just be three letters that have been sent to you in the last 3 months. So as long as your name, address and the date is clear in the picture, and then you can send them to that email I sent you, or you can send them to us on WhatsApp, whatever's easiest for you.
Yeah. I'm sure I've got three. I'm not.
It's okay.
One, two. Would my insurance thing cover it too, yeah?
Yeah, anything, as long as it's in the last 3 months.
Yeah. Right. Right, so what do I do, just...
Yeah, so you just take photos of them and then you can send them then to the email I sent, or you can send them to the WhatsApp, whatever's easiest.
I'll send it to the WhatsApp.
Yeah, so I think we sent you a message previously, so our number might be on there. To be case management INS, I think.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes. It's the number now. What's that?
It's okay.
Is that the? It says good morning. We'll get in touch with you. I just oh no.
Yeah.
Right. It's got red. The scheme is that. What
yeah. Yeah, that's us.
Right. So what, just take a photo?
Yeah, as long as we can see all that information on there, and then you can send those over, and then I'll add those to your file then.
Just give me 1 minute.
Okay.
I've just saved that thing, so not very good at this, so.
It's okay.
You're
doing a lot better than most people.
So just take a normal photo. All right, I've got it, right.
Yeah.
I've sent the photos, but I didn't care how. All right, got it. What's that? Where did I get the photos now?
Just then, on WhatsApp then, and on when you open the messages, so you're on your phone. So there'll be like a little camera icon.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And
then you select one, and then where it says add a caption, if you click the little box that has a plus sign in it, then you should then be able to select then the three photos, and then there'll be a next at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. Oh, that's me. don't know. I'm just trying to think. I'll probably have to do them again.
That's okay, no problem.
Oh, I see. I done it wrong there. That's why.
Okay.
As I say, I'm not very good at this.
That's okay.
And then, so, wait a minute. Hey, that's all that done, I think.
Perfect. Just see if those load through now, they should come through. So what I'll do now, when they come through, then I'll add them to your file. And if there's any problems, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Okay, would you have any questions for me?
No, not at the moment.
No problem.
No.
So I'll be in touch when we hear back from Redress with your application number, okay? But I've sent your application off anyway. If you have any
Yeah.
questions in the meantime about anything, just give us a call, okay?
No problem.
And
Right, thank
that
you.
WhatsApp as well, if you message that one instead of emailing, I'm more likely to respond quicker as well.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay
That's
then.
perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
I'll speak to you
Right,
soon,
thank
okay?
you.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.